Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, me again, and I'm back.
Guys, and thank you guys for listening to the show, and welcome to the show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I'm your host, Frank Williams. Again, thank you guys for listening to the show. Welcome to the show. All that jazz, all right? The call-in number to the show is 818-301-5834. That's 818-301-5834. 334. Call in, weigh in on the subject. Remember, today is Free for All Friday. All lines are open. All subjects are open. Whatever you want to talk about, doesn't matter. This is your show. Okay? And now, guys, promoting the show for me is pretty much that. You know, putting it out there on Twitter and Facebook and, of course, online at my show page on Blog Talk Radio. If you are on my show page listening to the show right now, look at your computer screen and you should see an icon there that says follow this show. Now, click on that icon and set it up however you want to be notified when there are show notes out there about an upcoming episode, okay? And if you're on Facebook, you can go into your Facebook, go to your search, and type in The Frank Williams Show. And the show page should come up there. Go ahead and do your thing on Facebook. Become a friend of the show. On Twitter, we're on Twitter at The Frank W Show. The Frank W Show. That's all, The Frank W Show. So that way, whether you're on Twitter, Facebook, or Blog Talk Radio, you'll never miss an episode of the show if you don't want to, okay? So, again, it's Friday. Today is the 21st, is the first day of summer, okay? Today is the first day of summer, and it is a beautiful summer day. Okay, enjoy the day. If you're at work and you know, do all you can to keep water out of your boat. Okay, don't let anyone put water in your boat to sink your boat, to sink your Friday. Don't let them do that. And have a great day. Take care of yourselves today and get home. Whatever you're doing tonight, be careful at it. Whatever you're doing over the weekend, be careful at it. And, you know, tonight, Friday nights are, I don't know, they're kind of passe for me now because I don't have a lot of, excuse me, I don't have a lot of free time anymore, it seems like. And for some reason, I'm either working or, doing things with my family or even something for myself. So, you know, the time now that I have free and available, I'm doing things for me or the family or something like that. And so right now, you know, the weekends and things like that are kind of tough. I'm working 6 days a week pretty much. And my weekends are very short, but yours aren't. So enjoy the weekend, do your thing, have a great time with you and your family. And you know, we had a 4th of July coming up in about another week or so. So a lot of things are happening. All right. Free Fall Friday, 818-301-5834. Call into the show. Talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. Doesn't matter to me. This is your show, and it is Free Fall Friday. Of course, a lot of you guys know that the Miami Heat won the 2012-13 basketball season championship last night. They defended their championship from last year. And, I didn't see any of the game, I didn't see any of the game, but I heard some of it. I listened to the second half on the way home from work, and it was a great game. Okay, the people that stepped up were the people who were supposed to step up, and they did. They delivered. They showed why they're considered superstars of the league. Okay, so congratulations to the Miami Heat. And then the second place winners, we can't forget the San Antonio Spurs. They were a great match for the Heat. I think they lost everything in game six. They had their chance in game six. It fell apart. And they couldn't recover. Okay? And that's something that they all understand happens. And, you know, it happens to the best of us. Okay? It happens to the best of us. And they should not hang their heads low. I know that they're disappointed. I've been in that situation in sports. And it's hard to get over. You really don't get over it until you start to play again the next season, or you go back and play again in the summer, whatever. Okay, you just never seem to get over that. Never seem to get over that until you start to play again. So I'd recommend to the Spurs to rest for a few weeks and then get back at it just for a little while. Not to play the entire summer, but just to get back at it in a little while to take your minds off of the loss and the way that you lost. I know it's going to be all over TV for the next day or two. But at the same time, you know, I think that that's how things go. They played a hell of a game last night. It just came down to the better team, and I think the better team won the game and won the championship. So congratulations to the Heat and LeBron. And I know that a lot of people that listen to my show, some people that work with me that listen to the show know how I feel about LeBron, and what I say about LeBron is that, you know, I can't put him right there in the same cup with Jordan. He's in the same cup with Jordan for some things, but the big cup, you know, I can't put that in there. But I will say that LeBron is well on his way to being, you know, one of the greatest players ever. Okay, and I believe he will be, barring injury or anything like that that'll keep him from playing. I think he will become, you know, one of the greatest players of all time. Like I always say, you can't compare them because they're not playing against each other. They're not playing in the same era. Jordan was the best in his era. LeBron's the best right now in his era. Kobe was the best for a while. And, you know, like I said, before that, it was Jordan. And before that, you know, Magic and Bird. And before that, all this, it goes down the line. But somebody's got to be the best in their era. So right now, in his era, LeBron is the best player out there. So, again, congratulations to the Heat. They went about their business. They knocked it down, and time to shut up the critics, I believe. So congratulations to the Heat. They have a caller up on the show from the 404 area code. The first three digits are 863. And, caller, you're on the line with Frank Williams. Go ahead.
What's going on, Frank?
Hey, Brad, what's going on?
Yes, sir.
Nothing much.
So just free your mind Friday, right? I'm gonna touch on the NBA championship. But look like these games each year getting later and later, man. And it's hard trying to stay up and watch these games, man. And I actually went to bed early and woke up and caught the last 27 seconds of the game. So I really didn't miss that. I just saw that the outcome of it. But I remember years ago, the game used to start a little bit earlier than 9 o'clock at night, man. It's getting later and later.
Well, that's the NBA for you. They, they trying to make as much money as they can. To get the game 7 is big money. And playing in prime time at 9 at night. Even, I think one of the games even on Sunday was at late at night, like 9 o'clock. But they do that for ratings and money. You know, that's what it's all about now.
Yeah. But other thing I wanted to touch on is the other person in your home, significant other, opening your personal mail. That's a big problem with me. I don't touch your mail. When you see something come with my name on it, don't hold my mail. I don't touch your mail. And then it turns into a big argument. What damn, that bill came in my name. You going to help pay that bill? Well, I don't have any money. Okay, stop opening my mail.
Right. No one has the right to open your mail unless you give them the permission to, or you're not able to, or something like that. I can understand it, but no one has the right to open your mail. I don't care who they are.
That's what I'm talking about. It turned into a big argument. Oh, I thought of, no, you didn't. You looked at that 2 or 3 times, and then you should know it wasn't yours. But that's what I want to touch on, man. You know, I'm going to let you go, man, and let you respond.
All right, Vic, I appreciate it, man. Take care. We'll talk. What you doing on the 4th? Got some stuff going on?
I ain't playing so far. I ain't got that going on. But still.
All right. I don't have nothing going on. I'm going to be in town. I'll be off all that week. So maybe we'll try to get together toward the end of the week or something.
You got it. I still be with you.
All right, bud, we'll talk. Appreciate it.
Later.
So, again, guys, I as the caller was saying, I don't believe in that. I don't believe in opening my wife's mail. I don't believe in opening someone else's mail. You know, if it's the kids, you know, I don't even open the kids' mail. Unless it said, you know how it comes to say to the parents of, then I open it, but I don't even open the kids' mail. I've got an 18-year-old that's in college at the house, during the summer, and she's getting mail all the time. I don't open her mail. I put it in her room, and she takes care of it. And I don't open my spouse's mail. I don't need to do that. I don't need to see what's going on in something. If something curious to me, I'll ask her about it. If it's not, I could care less. The same with me. I think I established that a long time ago, is that I don't want, you know, you don't want me in your pocketbook searching your pocketbook, don't search my mail. All right? You don't want me in your pocketbook looking through your pocketbook for whatever, don't search my mail. Don't go into my computer looking at my emails. None of that. We got a common email that we share with each other. That's fine. You know, I got email for the show. I got email for my production company and all this. You know, no need for you to go in there and look at my email unless I tell you. Okay? So no need for you to go in there and go in and search my mail that comes in the mailbox that's sealed with my name on it. Somebody has put that seal on it, put your name on it, because you're the only person that they want to see it. Now, if you're snooping for something, you know, that's a different story, and there's going to be a problem with that. All right? But other than that, no. You can't. You know, that's like the next door neighbor getting your mail by mistake. And instead of walking over to your house or calling you or whatever, saying, hey, the mailman put your mail in my box by mistake. Instead of doing that, they open up your mail. Look at it. Because it, you know, it looked like a chick. Or, you know, it looked like something some kind of drama. You may be getting a letter to appear in court. They want to look at. I mean, things like that. That curiosity thing that kills people is something that some people just can't get past. Okay, but it's illegal for you to do that. For you to open someone else's mail. I don't care who you are. All right. So that's a good point by the caller, is that, you know, don't go through my mail. I mean, you can look and see what it is, but you can't open up my mail and read what I got. Don't do it. Just don't do it. All right. Another thing that I wanted to talk about, you know, a little bit about is, I don't know if you guys heard about this guy from the Patriots that is a suspect in a homicide. Some semi-pro football player that he knew, he was friends with or whatever, was found shot to death about 2 miles, I think, from the New England Patriots guy's house. Now they're getting now, you know. Yesterday they just said he was a suspect. He was, you know, not ruled out as a suspect, but this morning, now they issued a warrant for his arrest. So now he's either going to have to turn himself in, or if he doesn't do that by a certain time, then the police going to start to look for him. And, you know, you probably don't want that. So, you know, I'm sure his attorney will advise him to turn himself in, you know, before the time's up. Make himself look better. Because what you're doing is, like they say, you're obstructing justice. Now, they went to his house to see what was going on. For some reason, the police come to your house and knock on your door. They found someone's body 2 miles from... put it like this. They found someone's body 2 miles from your house. 2 miles from your house. What's the reason that the police come into your house to ask you questions about this body that's 2 miles from your house? Why y'all coming to me? So the police has something. They have some reason to come to you and talk to you about this body that they found 2 miles from your house. Okay? Then that, so the police come in to talk to him. Then they want his phone to see what kind of calls he's made, or what kind of calls he's gotten. He destroys his phone and give it to the police. He break it up in pieces and give it to the police. As for saying, you know, bump you, man, smash the phone. He, you know, and then, you know, hit a damn phone, take it. Then, you know, he also took his, he got these surveillance cameras around his house for his security system. So he took the surveillance video. He's destroyed all his security tape. All right? Then he had the cleaning company come into the house and scrub down the house. What's that about? You know, that sounds like something that OJ should have done. Come here and scrub this damn place down. You know, but regardless of that, just making a comment, guys. Don't send me all these emails about starting in on that OJ stuff. I don't want to get into that. But, you know, he looks guilty. When you do that kind of stuff, that just, you know, turn the spotlight to you, destroying his cell phone, destroying his security tape and all, and having the house scrubbed down from top to bottom by a cleaning department, a cleaning company. Now, the police got to go to the cleaning company. They're going to find out what kind of work they had done by them. They're going to find that out. And the cleaning company, let me advise you, too. If you got some illegals working for you, you better go ahead and snatch that uniform off of them right now and send them about their way, because, you know, if they are illegals, the police gonna put the screws to them, letting them know that if you lie right here today, you're going back to wherever you came from tomorrow. Okay, then so and like I said, at the same time, you're looking very, very suspect. And believe me, they're going to find out what happened. Although you destroyed your cell phone, guess what? Your cell phone company got all those records of your calls, everything. So that's no problem to get your records. The surveillance video, the tape or whatever, that may be destroyed. That may be gone. But guess what? They're going to your neighbors now trying to find out if your neighbors had surveillance cameras at their house for their security, and they're going to be able to see what happened from across the street. See, if you ever looked at some of these surveillance cameras that these folks have at their homes in the front, if they have a surveillance camera that's pointing at the front door to see people when they come to the front door, that camera is a wide-angle camera, so it can look out in the yard, across the street, in the street, things like that. So they're going to find out, believe you me. So y'all keep an eye on that story over the weekend. Now, today's show is brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, or corporate accounting, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with any and all of your needs. Give them a call today. That office number again is 770-732-0244. Thank you guys for listening to the show. I had a great time this morning. Join me on Monday. On Monday, I'm going to talk about women. deadbeat guys. They live with them, take care of them. They don't work anything.
If you want me to stay, I'll be around today to be available for you to see. I'm about to go, and then you'll know for me to stay, I got to be me. You'll never be in doubt, that's what it's all about. You can't take me for granted and smile. Count my days, I'm gone, forget it, reaches about phone. Because I promise I'll be gone for a while. When you see me again, I hope that you have been the kind of person that you really are now. Got to get in straight, how could I ever be late? When you're my woman, taking up my time.